My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Squealicious.
Don't squeeze it. Fantasy 11 news, community, and more.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy 11 news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
Chinchilla and Squig could not be with us again this week. Squiglicious is sick, and Squig is tired.
What?
So they're... together,
whoa,
they no, are.
Whoa, what? You want to do another take on that where you say the right name?
What did I say?
You said Squig is tired.
I said Squig is tired?
You totally did. And you're like, yeah, Squig is sick and Squig is tired.
No, I said Squig is sick and Chin is tired.
In your head, you did.
Really? Well, anyways, that's what I... That's what I meant. Anyways, let's continuing on.
Nice.
Yes, so they are together, sick and tired. So hopefully we'll get back with them next week. So good times. Joining us today from the Bahamut server, we have Tyken joining us.
Hello. What's up, guys?
Yeah, he's back in case anyone was like, what? Yeah. He's
Yeah, exactly. He had quit for a while, didn't you?
Yeah,
he's playing Eve because he's a loser.
You're playing Eve online.
Yeah, I needed a break here and there. I mean, just to experience a different video game. But you know, back in the Final Fantasy, still.
Hey, Eve is cool. All right, moving right along. Let's go into Play Online news. All right, so Play Online last week announced that the Blazing Buffalo. Flaming Buffaloes. Event will be coming soon here. Was it next week? This week.
26. No, next week. 26. That's Friday. Come on.
Next weekend. This week. So, anyways.
Yes.
So, Blazing Buffaloes, or how West of Ruta Baruta was won.
Which is, yeah, it's kind of an interesting
name. Now, I don't know exactly what this is, but it sounds to me like the Buffalo event that we had before. And for those of you that don't remember, we had this event a while back. I don't even know how long ago it was, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Where it must have been right when Chains of Promathia was released, because that's when they released the Buffalo mobs.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was like, there were these buffaloes, and you had to like attack the buffalo. Like you would, like, the samurai guys. Mm-hmm. But the buffalo has the ability to charge you. And back then, what it did was, if it charged you, it would, like, warp you to, like, some random place.
I really hated that.
It would just ram you, and you would just despawn to somewhere. I don't remember, like, where all the places you could despawn to was, but,
Yeah.
Dragon's Area.
When they've, It was yeah. I think Home Point Crystals. I think it was Home Point Crystals, though.
Oh, was it?
In past, when they've done this before, one of the things, well, two of the items, you could get the Red Sash, which is a waste piece with enmity plus one, and then they had the Dash Sash, which was enmity plus two. This year, people have found a couple things in the DATs, and have taken a kind of stab that they'll be... for this event. First is a back piece called the Drover's Mantle, with the enchantment of Dodge Buffalo Charge. I would say that's a pretty
good guess
that it's going to be for this.
That's a good indicator.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? There is a Bovine brand card. The description says it's an officially issued card by the Moghouse Managers Union. MHMU, I forget what exactly.
Yeah, Markhouse Management Union, I think.
by the MHMU Ranch Publishers Press, this card is used to keep track of how many bovine brands you have acquired.
Bovine.
Oh, you know, buffalo.
Yeah, like it's buffalo. Cow. Yeah.
And then another item that people are thinking might be tied to this, and this makes me happy, is the Aldebaran horn, which is a furniture item. It's a ceremonial horn presented exclusively on the occasion of festivals, so that sounds like it could either be for this or for the maybe the Halloween event.
All Square Enix has to do to get Fusion to play anything is offer a furniture.
Pretty much. They're like, hey, check this event out. It's like the same thing we've been doing for like the last 6 years since the game launched, but there's a new furniture item. I'm there. Like, yeah, exactly. Say no more.
Anyway, so, yeah, it should be pretty interesting. I don't know if I'm going to do this one or not, but, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it depends if you can pull your face away from your spore there.
Away from spore. Okay. Yeah, I was in game today. I was totally playing.
You were in game like for at least like a minute when you sent me a tell. if that's what you're qualifying as in game today, then that's pretty bad.
I wasn't in game for a minute.
I was in game for 5 minutes.
2 minutes.
It was like an hour.
Ooh.
All together. So there.
Wow.
Anyways.
Yeah. We have one more bit of Play Online news, which is pretty cool, but we're actually going to be talking about that as part of our weekly discussion. You probably know what it is anyway, but we're going to save it for a little bit since we're going to be talking a lot about that. So that'll move us on to community news.
Community news!
For our weekly discussion, we talked about the possibility of GIMP and Dark Knights, tweaking AV a little bit. And actually, that did happen on, I think it was the little update they had on September 16th, which actually added a resistance to Soul Eater to Absolute Virtue. So, yeah.
Ouch! That sucks!
Square one.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, all those, like link shells, be like, all right, here's the deal, dude. Like Wednesday, Friday, right? We'll burn all of our JOL sets and kill AV a bunch of times. And like Tuesday, they're like, oh, fixed. And they're like,
oh my god,
that's kind of depressing.
How about those people that's gonna be playing to do this? You know, buying all these K clubs, whatnot.
Oh yeah,
investing all that money. Oh boy,
that's just crazy. I mean, you know, in terms of Absolute Virtue, everybody's back to kind of square one where. We have, you know, the Square Enix video that they released that no one has really gotten as far as, you know, like some kind of clue on how to beat him.
Give us a sign.
Yeah.
But the kicker is that not only are we back to square one, but now you only have 2 hours to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, granted, I'm sure it's still the same kind of trick that we need to beat him. But, I mean, still, you know, we haven't gotten it for... You know, the last, how long has it been out? Like 3-4 years. Which is actually, this kind of brings me to another point, which is kind of funny, that I threw up in this article. Elmer the Pointy, we talked about him, a couple weeks ago. I guess he's done this as kind of a joke, but I think it would be kind of cool, and I think some of the community said this as well. He's got an AV button. I think he's doing it through Cafe Press, so you can get at his website, jpbutton.com, which says Himitsu wo Morase. Am I saying that right, Sai?
Yeah,
okay.
Fairly.
Okay. Or Revealed the Secret, and it's got a big, you know, AV in big letters on it. So, I think the thing around the community right now is everybody going to FanFest should wear one, which would be, that'd be kind of funny, I think. I was close.
Yeah.
So the button's, it's like $5. I think that's the cheapest Elmer could set it at. He's not making any money from these. He's just doing it, purely for his lol purposes, which is something like that he would do. So, you know, if you want, go for it. If not, whatever. Not a big deal either way.
Buy like 100, start tossing them out to the crowd.
Yeah, oh man. So that's it for that. Another quick mention here. We didn't put this on the website, but I thought it'd be worth mentioning. Japanese players have received their title talismans.
And you're talking about the in-game item? Or? Yes.
Well, they have to have received the real item to get the in-game item.
They could have set a date to where you can't get the in-game item until...
Nah.
Whatever. But that sucks. Why can't I want my...
Well, you know, they gotta send them overseas.
You both ordered them?
Yeah, I mean, did you order one, Steak?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. Of course I did.
Nice.
Dude, it's like free teleportation.
Yeah. But you bought it for the collector's...
Oh, yeah.
The collection thing, not for the in-game item. Who would do that?
I'm gonna...
Not you. Me. Shut up. And one of the things that, like, because, you know, I'm such a dork... Like, you know, in the video for it, they showed it where it, in like the little like pendant on the body piece, like twinkled.
Mm-hmm.
It totally does that in the game.
Really? Have you seen it?
Yes, and it was fantastic.
Nice.
It wasn't just like a little video effect that they put in there to like sell it. No, it was.
What's the recast twinkled. On that thing again?
I think it's 40 hours. Oh. I want to say. I could be wrong.
40 hours.
I think it's 40 hours. Which isn't the you know, it's not the Google Cap 72, which is nice.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, that's kind of nice.
Is that AoE or is it like...
It's a party effect.
It's the
Moogle Cap, only it is it's a body piece and it has some weird teleportation kind of rules set up for it.
But it's cool. If you're in any one of the cities, it'll transfer to Juno.
It'll be nice when my link shell does Einar Yar, because there's always people that come in like, you know, 2 minutes before we're supposed to already be there, and I'll just like sit there in White Gate. I'll be like, all right, get over here. I'm gonna warp your ass over to Nashmal, you late son of a Galka.
Yeah,
But yeah,
it's easy to get to Nashmal from.
Well, it's easy, but it takes like the boat's like 15 or 20 minutes. It's kind of.
You just take.
Not everybody knows about that though, and I've talked about it several times in my link shell, and people just
it's
don't.
It's so easy to get there.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
It's just the way the world works.
Just
sometimes.
Run through the mire. Just go, 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 go.
Maybe they don't want to get aggro or something. I don't know.
Anyway, so that's that little bit right there. Another thing that we posted, thanks to Maya7 for sending this to us. The podcastawards.com are accepting nominations for your favorite podcast. There's, you know, a bunch of different categories.
Hint, hint.
Gaming, comedy, education, general. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Don't vote for us because we're talking about it. Vote for whatever podcast is your favorite.
Yeah, we're only saying it because we are actually a podcast.
We are?
Underlying comics.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes!
But, yeah, so they're doing nominations now. I think they're going till the end of the month, and then after that is voting. So, yeah, check it out. Vote for us,
what's
LDR, Madhouse. I don't even know if there is a prize. I think it's, I think it's like advertisement or something.
Whoa.
Maybe.
I didn't even really look. I just thought it was kind of a cool thing.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright, so that's all the community news that we have this week. So we'll move into our achievements for this week. Da-da-da-ding! Okay, Anubis X! Got his promise done.
Very nice.
Woo! I loved that feeling.
Yeah.
It was actually funny. I remember when I got my promise done, there was this dude in our park, and we had failed it multiple times. I remember when we finally beat the last boss, he said an expletive that was just so funny to me, and I really wish that I could repeat it.
Can you paraphrase it, maybe?
No, I really can't. Not even. No, it's just not. It's so far out there. Congratulations, Anubis.
Dude, that was so cool when I did Promies. I remember that too. Like, we get done, and you're like in Tevnaz, or you're in the, was it the coast, or Meadows. And you get there, and you're like, cool, where the hell am I?
Exactly.
And like, I was lucky. I was lucky when I did. There's a guy walking by. He's like, oh, you new in town? And I'm like, where do I go? And he walked us through to get the maps and stuff, so that was kind of cool. It's like, so, it's like, nice, I got promies done, now you gotta do, like, Sacrarium, and you're like, oh. So,
but you don't care, because, like, the music, the Aquedas, and Mizrau, and
Yeah.
You're like,
it's still COP. Awesome. It can be.
You see a,
the music can be as cool as it wants, but it's still COP.
You're like, lol, buggered. Anyways. Yeah. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Birdo, or Lyseria.
Yeah, these guys got, one of them got their Draken armit upgraded, one of them got their Worm armit. And that's because Dragoon is awesome. Awesome. Long okay, so I need to, one more time, it's awesome.
Invincible, moron.
And you're just gonna not acknowledge it, and just go, like, alright, I see what you did there. I'll remember that.
Oh, congratulations on the Durka armor. I'm just kidding. No, that's no.
I think the most upsetting thing about this is like you're already leveling Beastmaster. Like, I don't know how much more I can make fun of you. Like, you already pretty much set yourself up.
I don't want to downplay the achievement because obviously getting that piece is really really awesome. So congratulations. I didn't mean
it's fantastic. Because Dragoon is awesome.
That's the fourth time you're done.
Invincible moron just beat Mott.
It's always good to do.
That's always a good feeling.
Yeah.
I remember when I beat Mott. It was good.
Like those white TMMDs.
Like Mott for Dragoon for me was really easy. Now, like, if you want to go against whatever her name is for Dancer, the Dancer fight, she is
the one that kicked your butt multiple times.
I'm like 0-7 or something. Like, oh, that was depressing.
Maybe it's Paladin just a Mott is difficult for me.
Yeah.
Beast Mott, I heard, is really easy though.
Mm-hmm.
White Mage Mott, you sit there and cure yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So congratulations, guys. And we have the forum post up in our forums, so if you got something that you did and you want to let us know, have us read it on the show, let us know, and we'll give you
because
the
everybody
the old shout-out.
Likes to talk about how cool their Dragoon is.
Mine's level 5. Eat it.
I think mine's like 35 or 36.
You know, it may be 5, but it's unlocked.
Yeah, guess who got it for me?
Wasn't me.
I know.
I was gonna say, I'm like, did I do that? No, okay.
No.
Makes me feel better. Alright, so that's it for achievements. One quick thing, too. We're gonna be talking about this every episode until this happens. Extra life donations.
Yes.
We talked about this last week.
We did.
We got $268 raised up so far, which is really
awesome.
Which
is awesome. Well, I mean, we're only pushing for $800. So, to be more than a third of the way there...
Yeah, I mean, we've had somebody join the PFA team. They got some donations in.
Is it a third? Not quite.
What? Numbers... Wow, way to use that math.
Yeah, it's more than a third. Okay, we're... Okay, so, yeah, this is obviously a really great cause because it's going to the Texas Children's Hospital. It's for cancer, so it's a really good cause. I mean, anything that's for cancer is a good cause, mm-hmm. And but yeah, to have that response already is just awesome to me. I mean, it's and we only talked about it last week. That was the first time we had mentioned it. So to have that sort of support so far is really really cool. So if you haven't already checked it out, there's a link right on the right hand side of the page at the top. And it's really easy to donate, so...
And, as a reminder, too, the event is October 18th. I'm gonna be going up and hanging out with all the LBR guys, and,
What are you guys gonna be doing up there?
I'm not too sure. We're still, we're thinking about maybe setting up some kind of a webcam thing. I was talking to Aniro. It looks like there's some, groups up there sponsoring, some events. There might be, like, a LAN party or something. I'll definitely put something up when we get more information about that, though. It should be pretty cool.
Yeah. Awesome. And I was tossing around the idea of also registering and going and hanging out, too, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, maybe.
You might have to just, like, knock your wife out for a couple minutes and leave.
Yeah.
Benadryl in the back or something, I don't know.
Yeah, some NyQuil or something.
I get to see her, like, behind you, like, listening in and just, like, giving you, like, the stink eye.
She's over there playing Viva Pinata.
Oh, word.
The Xbox, yeah.
She's practicing on how she's going to beat you up with a bat.
It's actually a shovel.
Okay.
With a shovel. But anyways. Anywho. Poor yeah, pinatas. So, yeah, if you've, whatever you've got, you know, it would be really cool if you would help us out in supporting this really, really good cause, so. That's that, and we'll talk about it next week as well.
Oh.
And yeah. So maybe we'll have like, you know, $400-something next week.
That'd be cool. You know, I was talking to Jensen, and Jensen was starting up his own team too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, you know, you can join us. You can join LBR's got a team. FF Encyclopedia's got a team. You can start your own. You know, there's a whole lot of ways to get involved in this. So, you know, if you got the time or, you know, some extra cash that you would, if you're willing to donate, you know, it'd definitely be appreciated.
Yep.
And that all is right. All we got for
That's all we got for news. That. Woo! So, in game, as always, we start with our guests. So, Tyken, what have you been up to, man?
Well, as Foo's already announced, I just recently got back in the game. That was a week ago, right? I don't remember.
It was about a week. I was doing some of the new Wings of the Goddess quests, I think. So, and I'm sitting there in Link Shell chat, and all of a sudden, like, I had talked to Ty earlier, and he was like, "Yeah, I think my character's deleted. I don't think I can get it back." And then I'm sitting there in Link Shell chat, and I see, which I live in a trash can with Tyken next to it, and I'm like. I'm like, what? What just happened? Awesome.
Then he sends me a tell. He's like, wait, are you back?
I sent him a tell, and he's like, who is this? I'm like, what? I'm like, who are you? He's like, he's messing with me, trying to like bite off like it's a different person or something. Oh, I was like, oh my god.
Ty, you're the classiest.
I live in a trash can!
So... I'm back. Only reason why is I've been reading a lot of these goof-offs, listening to them play the games.
Because Eve is boring.
God, not really. But, you know, I love Final Fantasy. I'm a big fan. You know, the graphics piss me off. But other than that, it's still a fun game.
Yeah.
And, you know, after hearing about the update, I kind of got interesting a lot, you know, with level sync, about how people have been raving about it, some negative, some positive. Been hearing mostly about the positive, so I decided to jay a little bit. And I kind of wish she's on right now, but I did a lot of level syncing with Mr. Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got into parties where him and his dancer and my bard would actually go, oh, not bard, was it his black mage? We would actually go off into areas where we would be doing off pets. You know, great experience, you know, but with level sync, it's just amazing. You know, I'd be wearing my, whatever, headgear, and we would just nuke stuff. And, other than that, I finally got my Bard AF body after X amount of months. And, I've been laying that off. I had the ring part of that quest done.
Oh, the ring.
I didn't bury it. Yeah, I didn't bury it until recently, so I finally got that done.
Man, I remember... It was a number of years ago. Our friend Lakomi, I don't think she's playing anymore. I think she actually, I was talking to her a while ago, I guess. Her town got hit by Ike. So, you know, thoughts go out to her and her family. But we went out to kill the that NM, and she didn't do the second part with the ring. So, but that we found that out later. We go over there, and the area where you spawn this NM, there's an NM, the Orcish Warlord.
Yeah.
And I forget what level he is. He's up there. And
not fun soloing him.
Back in the day, you know how you kind of everybody probably has that kind of, you know, Link Shell of just kind of random misfits at one point. That's pretty much what we had in there, and we killed it. That was like the biggest win ever. And then we're like, sweet. And then we're like, oh, that wasn't the NM. Okay. So she goes over to there's like a little tombstone or something where you top it from. Yeah. And she clicks on it. Nothing happens. I'm just like, oh, man, after all that work. But, man, that was some pretty elite skills back in the day there, man.
Long, long time ago.
Yeah. In a monastic cavern far away.
Well,
So that's done. And then I heard recently too that they increased the level 2 merits. Or level 2, or was it group 2?
They increased, they tweaked the merits and how many you can add and stuff. I think it was group.
Yeah.
I know group 2. Yeah, they did group 2s, yeah.
So I'm getting devotion down to 10 minutes. I have it down to 12.5 now.
Yeah, I love the recast timers on that stuff. Yeah. I can get stuff down, like before it was like 10 minutes, I can take it down to like 5 now.
Mm-hmm.
Deep breathing and, for the win.
But level sync is like, you know, just the end for me now in this game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but getting into merit parties, you know, below level 75, that's just great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm helping out my buddies in parties, you know, getting experience with the, you know, Wazoo. Good stuff, basically.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Other than that, I'm back. I'm enjoying the game. Still raving about the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get you guys to sync with me. Like, I'm doing the syncing, and these people are stupid. I'm like, well, you know, you can just sync with me. Like, you know, I'm a competent player. You know, granted, I am trying to level Dark Knight, but
What level's your Dark?
I got it up to 45.
Nice. I'd like to get on my Thief again and do it up.
Yeah.
Dude, we'll hook something up if you can pull away from Spore.
Dude, I'm done with Spore.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
You're probably right. I don't know. It's really good though.
Right, and I'll be in Eve asking people how I mine for fish, so.
Oh god. Space fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, about you, Fusion?
Like I just said, I just got my Dark Knight up to 45 today. In Quiffim, actually, I was in a level sync party.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't horrible. It was probably the best. I wouldn't say the best. The best level sync party I had was with my Link Shell in the Dunes. But just going out and seeking, it was the best level sync party I've had. Definitely better than the jungle with the level 50 paladin that didn't have raise.
What?
Yeah, it was bad. We had to camp at the waterfall because every other place was booked. It was full. Yeah. But it was good because, like, as soon as I got there, I just kind of laughed because it reminded me of when Steak was, like, Derg sub Red Mage and didn't realize it through, like, halfway through the party.
It was good, though.
Really? And then when Durendal, like, he needed to home point or something, so he aggroed a pug. And that was when dancing. And that's when Dance Macros came out, so he was just dancing as it was whooping on him. It was good times. I got that up. I look really cool in that Lucent armor, by the way, that like the HQ stuff with like the good stats.
Isn't that like super expensive?
It's pricey. I bought the body for 300k and it dropped like 100k.
Dude.
But you know, like I had sold my hug and I bought my Azoth. I got some stuff here and there. I had some gil floating around. You know, I'll probably end up selling it back eventually and I'll have my hobby to wear. So it's, you know, whatever. You always need more accuracy. So we did that. Last night was kind of cool with the update. I think we may have touched on this a little bit last week. I can't remember. They added 8 NMs into each enemy stronghold in the past. And each one of these NMs will drop an item that'll give your nation, you know, increased funds, prosperity, or, you know, it'll give some kind of a bonus.
Okay.
And if you kill all 8 of these NMs, you get a key item that lets you, gives you access to a BCNM.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but there's a new headpiece out. It's like an orc helm, in appearance anyway, but it's got like 6 strength, attack and dex, which is really nice, like for samurais. And it actually drops from the Laval BCNM that you get access to via these 8 NMs. And there's actually each of them can like drop a weapon or an item too. One of them drops a polearm, which is kind of cool. I think it adds an extra 5 TP for a jump. Which is, yeah, that's kind of nice, but it's, you know, overall it's not that great. But a lot of these weapons, each stronghold does kind of the same thing, where each weapons, you know, all the weapons that drop in that stronghold have a set effect. And then the set, like, the activator for it is an earring that drops off the BCNM. And that earring is rare X, which is kind of a pain in the butt. These NMs are like level 85. Like they're not like, oh, I'm just gonna go in and kill it. No, you need a group of people. We had to, I think we had a about two full parties. We had to Zerg the Dark Knight one because he wiped us like you wouldn't believe the first time we did. Our thief got killed because of Dread Spikes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, wow. Our thief was at 1 HP for a good 25 seconds. Just whacking away at this thing. Because it can't kill you if you just have 1 HP left. But he had perfect dodged. It was... Yeah.
Man, that's
so we killed three of them. Yeah, we killed three of them. We got a Catalyst, which is a staff that'll... I think it increases damage for magic bursting. Which is... That would be great if that came out, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe. But, you know, better than nothing. So we got 3 of the 8 killed. I think we're going to go back. We didn't fight the Dragoon one yet, so there's still hope for me getting a Sky Strider, because Dragoon is awesome. And, it is. I can't help it. You know, it's just an awesome job. So, yeah. And then this week I've also been trying to... I've been trying to build my Nizzle floors ever since I got my Radiant Lance and found out the like ridiculous amount of weapon skill points you need to unlock it, and how it like varies depending on your floor. So I did one run where the first floor was eliminate enemy leader. Have you done any Nizzle assaults, Ty?
You know what? Probably not that I can remember, at least.
Okay. Well, quick recap is, you know, you go up in 5 floor increments. Each floor you have to do a specific task. So. Basically, we get to floor one. It's like, eliminate enemy leader. It's a chariot. Which is,
ooh,
like, oh, fantastic.
Yeah, didn't you say you were soloing these?
No.
Okay.
Okay, we kill the chariot. It's kind of rough. So we go up to the next floor. It's eliminate specified enemies. So it's, you know, you have to find the mobs that check impossible to gauge that aren't NMs. It'll be like, it's usually like a Wings, or not a Wings of the Gods, it's an Undergone area mob. So, you know, we go look around, find a chariot, had to kill about 4 or 5 of those, so, yay, I think we ended up running out of time on that run, yeah. So then, we did another run today, first floor, killed specified enemies, chariots, okay, we get that done, you know, we're like, this isn't gonna go well, like, we just know it, so we get up to the second floor, kill enemy leader,
chariots.
Psych Flare.
What's that?
You know those guys with, like, the squid heads?
The ones that cast flare?
The ones that just, like own soul anything that walks in front of them? Yeah, Soul Flares.
Soul Flare. Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. So we didn't wipe. We just decided to take a nap on the floor until the thing kicked us out. So that really sucked, but yeah, you know, I think I'm around 800 weapon skill points, but I need a whole bunch more. I'm probably going to need a couple thousand by the time I actually unlock Drake's Bane, which is kind of a pain, but...
I kind of think that's like a slap in the face from SV somehow, but, you know...
It is, and it isn't, like... From what I've been hearing, a lot of these weapon skills are actually, like, good.
Godly.
As opposed to, you know, the previous weapon skills you quest. It's not like, you know, having to go to Sea Serpent Grotto and deal with all this crap, and you get Impulse Drive, which does, you know, like, 2 damage on a good day. That's highly, like, that's totally, you know, not accurate, but that's pretty much the idea. It does horrible damage, and you have to do all this work to get it. It's like, well, it closes darkness, great, but then that means darkness does crap damage. But, you know, some of these weapon skills are pretty cool from what I've been hearing, so I need my Drake's Bane. So I'll probably be keeping at this until I get it.
Why do you? Is it because Dragoon is
awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it.
Really? I would have never thought.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that Dragoon was awesome. Thank you for clarifying that, Fusion.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
What a Beastmaster. With your pajamas Dragoon. And your courier carries with their baskets, like, engraved into their shells there with their little
those
stakes.
Those baskets are useful. I can put things in them.
Okay.
Right. He's kiting.
I don't know if...
You're a jerk.
I know.
Oh, that's an idea for a wallpaper or something. I'm going to have to write that down.
He's kiting. Damn it. Leave me alone. Hey, at least I had the balls to get up there and do it.
That's true. Better than getting too hard by a red mage, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right on. Well, I didn't really have that much of an eventful week this week.
You were playing Spore.
I was working nights all. No, actually, I wasn't. I was working nights
and
all
playing
this week,
Spore
so.
On your DS.
No, actually, the DS Spore game stinks so bad that it's the bane of our existence. But anyways, on to wow. what I was doing this week. It's really bad. But anyways. I was working nights this week, and so, like, my schedule was just completely full. I didn't really have that much time, but I did hop on today for a little bit and said hello to the Link Show people and started campaign a little bit and, started to sort of reacclimate myself to the game. I was like, how do I even, I was standing in Windhurst, and I was like, why am I a dancer?
Like, what was I doing here?
I had nothing to do with that, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I was like, why am I a dancer? Well,
if I had anything to do with it, he would have been on Dragoon, because Dragoon
naked.
Is awesome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to jump back in, and I'm gonna be playing a little more from here on out. From time to time, I like to step back away from 11 and sort of
update your blog
and update my. Hey, I updated my blog last week.
I updated my blog like twice.
Okay, well,
at the same night
for you.
I haven't done that for a while. I have done that though, I think. Anyway,
carry on.
Yeah, so, I guess the Untamed Link Shell is looking to do some endgame type stuff. And we're going to be... Opiate's going to be splitting the Link Shell into, like, groups of 6 people.
Huh?
And, like, each of the... Like, there'll be a leader of each of the 6... Or each of the teams. And we'll do stuff together. And we'll pull all the people together and do stuff together.
Yeah, like what do you get? Like the team's gonna do like pop items.
There'll be like general. There'll be like generals of the teams, okay. Like team generals, team leaders, and then like we'll do like you know your regular like sky stuff.
Okay.
And when we're doing something big, we'll just pull all the teams together.
Okay. Sure.
That's the plan at this point. I'm not really sure because I've been sort of away for a couple weeks. I'm not sure exactly how many people are in the shell at the moment. It looks like this shell is sort of splitting, not splitting exactly, but going towards endgame stuff, which is cool.
Yeah.
And now that, you know, Dynamis, hourglasses are cheaper, you know, we could maybe
remind them to use the scheduler.
Yeah.
For the love of all things,
people still aren't using it.
For the love of
so eight. Behind in Final Fantasy lifestyle right now. It's not even funny, but I guess.
I don't even know if all beasts can do Dynamis.
I would love to see that.
All beasts? I'm pretty sure I've heard of that.
You may not be able to clear it, but you could kill stuff probably.
Probably for farming money or something.
Could be interesting to see.
Buffalo.
Yeah, so I think actually once I get to 75 on Beast, and I'm actually 72 right now. Actually, it's 72 and a half. And now that level sync is back, I think Opiate could party with me and sync down to 72, and we can get me back up to me up to 75.
If not, that's what you're doing October 18th.
Done.
You're gonna get beast to 75
in one night,
right.
Even if you have to campaign at all.
When does it start? On midnight on Saturday night?
I'd imagine.
When does it start?
It's October 18th.
Not a lot of details in that,
though. Midnight on Friday night?
Whole day, October 18th.
Whole day, October 18th. So, from midnight Friday until midnight on Sunday? I mean, midnight on Friday to midnight on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, technically, midnight on Saturday morning to midnight on Sunday morning.
Sure.
Technically.
Whatever you say, Steak.
I'll just kind of sit here and
That's in Greenwich Mean Time.
This isn't a weekday. I'm not at class. I shouldn't be thinking right now. What's going on?
Sorry. Didn't mean to confuse you.
Confuse. Ah, I get it.
I see what you did there. Oh, man.
Hi, welcome back. Okay, so that's all I've been doing this week.
Nice. All right. That'll go to our weekly discussion for this week.
Dun,
dun. And in case anybody hasn't heard yet, Fan Festival 2008 has been officially announced by Square Enix.
Are we sharing a room?
I guess. I don't know.
I can get a suite again.
I'm on a doorbell on my suite this time. We need to get a doorbell. That was cool.
I'll work on that.
I was sitting here.
If we're sharing a room, that would cut back on costs.
We'll figure something out, I'm sure.
Sweet. Big sweet.
So I'm sitting here, right? And this was Tuesday. And so I'm sitting here all day. I'm playing Star Wars The Force Unleashed, right? Which is a rental, not a buy, in case anyone's wondering. And so, like, my second monitor crapped out, so I'm using my HD TV for my monitor. And I was playing Star Wars on it all day. So my computer was off. I hadn't looked at websites or anything. Now, mind you, ever since Premier Site Summit, I have looked at the FanFest site every single day. So the one day I don't check it, a Nero actually calls me up. He's like, have you seen this? I'm like, what? He's like, FanFest. I'm like, no. So I checked it out, and it's December 5th is the registration day, and the event day is December 6th, and that's going to be in Hollywood, California. In case the East Coast thing is, you know,
California,
or the West Coast thing is going to surprise you there.
So for the registration day, when does that start?
Hopefully not the day before. When I read that,
right, yeah,
just had a heart attack.
No real information for it out. All we know is there's the registration day, which, you know, they had that last year where it's, you know, it's kind of like the night before where there's nothing going on, but you can register, get your gobby bag, and that kind of thing. And the next day,
I talked to Ryokun, and he's like, I already got my plane ticket, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Wow.
Yeah, book like, it early, man.
Wow. Yeah, book it early, I guess.
Wow.
It doesn't matter for me, because my plane ticket's going to be free, but...
That's because you suck. But yeah,
yeah,
so
right.
one thing too before we're gonna do some speculation, I think, in a sec. But ooh, with the September update, I love people that dig into the debts, I really do. They found a Nomad Moogle Shield and a Town Moogle Shield. Which, I mean, I actually found this out right before the FanFest announcement, like a day or two before. And you know, Moogle items are always for FanFest, especially the Town Moogle and Nomad Moogle kind of relationship.
Yeah, and Paris.
Yeah. Now,
what
the
was
thing...
with the boots on those guys in the picture that you put up on the
Oh,
on
that
the
was
site?
Just Corsair AF.
Oh.
So fitting.
It was the new Altana viewer, and I just put the new... That was, like, the default
kind of setup. Is that the title talisman?
Yeah.
Body?
Yeah. Does that look
the
awesome?
Corsair boot? It does look awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, so these shields, that, you know, it may not be correct in the DAS, but right, what we have right now, defense 8, level 30, which for all jobs, which is kind of interesting since all the, you know, the caps and their rods have been level 1, and then it has a 16-hour recast for something called Moogle's Japery. Drapery is like, to make fun of or like a trick. Who knows what
something
that'll be.
That covers the windows when it's really sunny outside.
Drapery.
I see what you did. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, I mean, looking at that, really I mean, you know, figured.
Fusion X told me to say that.
Yeah, I mean, so just real quick too, something when I saw this, you know, something you can get out of this is they said that they were planning on either one or two more updates before the end of the year, including the September update. I think it's safe to say that there's not going to be another update before 2009 because if there was, the Nomad Moogle Shields wouldn't be in the dots right now.
True.
Because with the FanFest being in December, I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, how do we know that these shields are FanFest? Because there's two of them. Like, how, you know,
well,
how do you...
you know, what did they do last year? The FanFest had Nomad Moogle caps and the Osaka event had Moogle caps.
Yep.
This That's year, true. Whatever you know, other event they decide to do in Japan. We'll have the town Moogle Shield, and the Fan Fest in Hollywood will get the town Moogle Shield, or the Nomad Moogle Shield.
Good call, good call.
I don't know if they ever had one in Europe, though.
I think they'd flipped it with the rods, I think, because I think we got the Moogle Rod in Tokyo Game Show.
They got the
Nomad, if I remember, but who knows. And that's actually coming up in a couple of weeks here, too. So that'll be kind of cool to see if they have any info for us. But,
yeah.
FanFest is coming up.
So what's the deal with this thing only being 2 days?
It's not even two.
It's actually 1 day.
I don't know, man.
I would consider it 2 days because I would be having fun.
You would be hooking up with people on registration day for sure.
I'm gonna get like headbutted by some random guy on the line.
I'm gonna count it as 2 days. So what's the deal with it?
You know, I think part of it is there's
no expansion
huge to talk about.
You know,
it'll probably be, my guess is it's gonna be update news for the coming year.
Probably.
I'm gonna fantasize that they're gonna announce Tabnazia, and
that would be great.
That would be cool,
dude. I would just like, seriously, I can just see like this awesome.
I'm gonna pee in my pants,
dude. We need somebody ready with a camera because they'll show Tabnazia up on the screen, and somebody needs to hit me. Like my face will have like the glow from the screen, and a single tear will be dropping down.
You sure about that? Maybe I'm in the back with a mop and a bucket or something.
Oh,
or
man. They're just like, Tabnazia, exactly. And I'll just be like...
Somebody bring Fusion a towel.
Either that, or it'll get really quiet, you'll hear cheers, and then one guy will stand up in front and be like, I told you, that'll be me. But yeah, one day, I don't, you know, it's kind of a disappointment.
It's only going to be a one-day thing because the governor of California is making, regulation against
video games.
Wow. Final Fantasy XI cannot have it for more than 2 days.
I don't speak Japanese.
Anyway,
I play on the Garuda server.
Garuda? What?
What?
That's what they called it.
I did not. Garuda. That's a lie.
No,
a lie.
Of course not. Why would you ever do such a silly thing as mispronounce something?
Anyway, so Hollywood, California.
Needs
we don't
more
know where.
Events.
We don't know when exactly. We know,
but
it's December 5th and 6th.
Definitely let you guys know when we do find that out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean one day. I gotta say, I'm glad that Square Enix is having another one of these. But
yes.
The length and the date for it is absolutely horrible.
Why?
Well, you gotta look at finals. You have to look at you figure a majority of players are gonna be college students that play the game instead of studying. LOL as that may be, you know, I'm probably right. And that's it misses my finals week by 1 week. I mean, that's, you know, it's right up against some finals for some people, and a lot of people can't go because they have finals that week.
Finals.
And just, you know, one of the other things, too, is not everybody lives on the East Coast, or the West
right.
Coast. That's twice I've messed that up. So a lot of people are, you know, flying in.
That's two. One more time and you're gone.
Shut up.
Jabrita.
So, I mean, yeah, you know, a lot of people, they have to, you know, whether they're either, you know, driving, plane, train, whatever.
If I had, like, the vacation time, I would say let's totally get a bus and cross country it to.
Oh, I'd be
Hollywood.
All for it. Yeah,
yeah,
dude, that would be amazing.
Get a coach bus or a school bus.
No. Get like an RV with like, you know, like the full amenities, like the TV. Video games all the way across.
Yeah, I mean,
dude,
stopping
at
the
truck
timing,
stops and,
you know, for college students and. One day, I mean, you know, I had a blast last year. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, push that aside. Last year's Fan Fest was really fun. You know, it was great, you know, finally getting the chance to meet some people.
Ran around like a taro.
But I think this year, it's gonna be, you know, the one day thing, I think that is going to be a factor on whether people decide to go or not. I know for Ty, it is for you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, last year, you know, it was a lot of money. And this year, it's in Hollywood, which, you know, doesn't have expensive or anything written all over it. And it's one day. You know, it's just, some people are just, you know, it just may not be worth it. It's, you know, if there's and like, you know, you think of last year, I think one of the first days is like, hey, Windowear, oh, when's it come out? Like, not even a week from now, it's like less than a week. I'm like, oh, cool, so that was a huge announcement, thanks for that. Yeah. And, you know, you figure if they don't have an expansion pack, you know, either they're going to be like, you know, they'll show one trailer for something new and that'll be it, or they'll be like, here's what's coming Rapture, in the January what? Update. Like, I don't know.
We mustn't mention Rapture!
Now, see, if they did talk about Rapture, then it would be worth it.
That would be very worth it for me.
You know, if they mentioned something at Tokyo Game Show about it, I would. Granted, it is the Final Fantasy XI fan festival. They probably, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. The one day thing is kind of killing me. Like, yeah, you know, dude, even if I went, it would be, yeah, you know, like a. Like a
I mean, it will be cheaper anyway, having to only get a room for one night.
That is right. True. I know. So like by a lot, that, it'll be cheaper. Yeah.
And it's actually like, okay, what was it, Thursday, Friday, Saturday before or something? Or was it just Friday, Saturday?
Friday, Saturday. I want to say.
Okay, so it was Friday, Saturday, so Thursday was the reg day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah. Instead of 3 days, it's like 2 days, because you got the event day.
Yeah, you got the registration day.
So, I mean, it's really all, it's just one day. You're which home is, by, you know, home kinda, by Sunday.
I don't know. Like, I like the 2 days for it because
more time to do things.
Yeah, it was more time to do things, and it was really more time to just, you know, kind of socialize.
Right.
Which that's I mean, great. Granted, you know, you could try and plan with people ahead of time and do it, but I mean, really, you know, 2 days worked out really well last year because we, you know, as soon as they had the opening, thing, we went off and we started to do everything. You know, we got done about halfway through the second day, and that just gave us time to just kind of relax and just talk with people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with mm-hmm. with this year, I think what it's going to be is, I think it's going to be similar to what they had in Osaka last year, which is pretty much the devs up on a stage just talking about stuff. And I mean, you think Hollywood, you think, you know, theaters and stuff like that. I think they're setting this up to be. It's just going to be everybody in some kind of theater or auditorium or something, and then you know, there's just going to be something going on up front.
I have a question. All the announcements from the last FanFest, or all the stuff that they did on the actual stage, they could have packed that all into one day anyway. I mean, right?
There's events still. Like
they could have. They had other stuff
other than the events. Other than the events. I mean, just the stage stuff.
They could have. It would have been very long and worn out. And I think a lot of it too was they needed time to prep. Because you know we saw Matt walking around and we got the picture up on the wiki of him using the wiki's computers to check some stuff because they were, you know, between their stage appearances, they were busy out and back writing transcripts, they were in Japanese and English. They were getting all that stuff prepared behind the scenes between mm-hmm. that stuff. So, I mean, you could do one long thing, but if they did that, I think Q&As would probably suffer a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I, you know, who knows? Yeah. Hopefully we can get some more information about this on what it'll be. You know, I'm glad that they put the date out there so people can try and start planning for this, but
right. I assumed that if they were gonna do something, they needed to say something right away, mm-hmm. or like really soon here. And actually, I wouldn't be surprised if this week they let us know where, so that, you know, week, for the yeah, people I mean, that are going, that we can yeah. actually get our plans together. So
yeah.
We'll hope for that. I mean, it would be kind of cool to know. You know, who, what, where, when, why, how. Well, we already know when.
How much.
But. Right, yeah. So, I mean, right now, I think we're, for the most part, we're kind of, you know, sliding over towards we're going to go. So we'll see what, you know, kind of transpires here over the next couple of weeks. None of us are rich, per se, so we'll see what we can pull together here. You know, hopefully we can get everybody out there. That'd be really cool.
They're great.
That would be.
Having our like get a table. The PFA groupies last year was pretty cool.
And one drunk guy. I remember that guy.
The random drunk guy in the picture, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll probably, you know, last week we talked about a t-shirt. We are going to do a FanFest t-shirt.
Yay!
And so yes, we'll, we are. We'll make that available to everybody in a couple of ways. Oh. We don't want to say anything now.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do that soon here.
Yeah, so it'll couple of weeks for sure. We'll get
it. Let's say we'll have our plan together next week. We'll have our plan, so we'll know what we're gonna be doing. And then we'll go from there.
Make the announcement. We'll give you all the details right up front instead of making a flash teaser website.
With text. Lol.
Yeah.
Hey, that's better than nothing, man.
I know it.
Needs more information, like pricing, you know, when online registration starts, or maybe an event itinerary or something. I don't know.
I think itinerary was at the door. Or at the gobby bag, so to speak. But
oh, was it? I don't know.
I think, yeah.
Square, make the gobby bags awesome this year, please. That'd be great. Thanks.
No NVIDIA SLI posters.
Yeah.
I want, like, a Darkrider, like, easel stand-up thing that I never got from Kieran.
Yeah, I think he still has those.
I think he does, yeah. I want that.
I think he's in Chile now, though. So. Mm. I think maybe.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. I digress.
Yeah. Let's see how off-topic we can go here.
Yeah, exactly.
Very far.
It's not hard for us, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, FanFest this year, December 5th and 6th. 5th is Hollywood. The registration day. In beautiful Hollywood, California.
Though, you know, it might be a little cheaper, because, I mean, last year we were seriously right across the street from Disney.
No, I don't think so.
No? I don't know. I'll be curious to see.
Unless
Hollywood, I mean granted, it was Lowell, you know, California Disney. But,
Lowell, California.
They had a nice fireworks.
Lowell Arnold Schwarzenegger.
California.
Oh, man.
When can
Arnold
you start?
Plays
All right, well, we'll be looking for some more info on that. But let's move along, shall we?
Let's do that. Yeah, this is, and like we said, I don't know if we said this real hard. This is going to be our discussion again. We've done FanFest predictions already, but that was under the assumption of a full weekend like it was last year.
Right.
So, you know, how do you think they're going to do it this year? Are they going to do the stage kind of thing like they did in Osaka?
Absolutely.
Are they going to do, you know, I would hope that
events
have some things available during registration day. I
hope anyone
from Square Enix listening have better merchandise this year. I want a FanFest messenger bag like you guys had a couple years back. I hated seeing people walking around with those last year. I'm like, where did you get that? Oh, it was last year. Oh, damn. Give us merch. I want swag, merch, whatever.
Exactly.
So hook us up. There you go. That is our weekly discussion.
It would make sense if they did something on the registration day, only because it's a one-day event. And they might, you know decide to...
I think if they had any of the, you know, they had Heroes Combat Mercenary camp or whatever, that kind of stuff might be open on register day.
Game things are fun.
Yeah, the carnival games were pretty cool.
Yeah, the carnival games.
But, I mean, they need something besides just come get your bag, talk to people, see you tomorrow. They need, you know, especially with people coming, you know, flying in from, you know, across the other side of the country. They really need something else going on registration day, just besides getting your gaudy bags.
Giving away free money. That would be cool, too.
It depends how they do
it. Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
That would make it worth it, you know?
Yeah.
First person to tackle Sage Sunday in a crowd and say, LOL aggro gets $100. You never know.
Let's take tackle Sunday for 5,000 points of money.
And, you know, that's why I don't work for... That's why Square Enix doesn't pay me to make FanFest.
I don't even want to imagine how it would go, personally.
You walk out in football pads. He's just like, bring it. Oh, the topics we go off on. Anyway.
All right, so anyways, did you want to do some predictions?
Predictions? I think it's going to be a stage show, and I don't think it's going to be looking too far off into the future. It'll probably be, you know, updates for the, you know, early in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Google Shield for the Gabby bag item, which is, you know, that's cool.
Which one do you think it'll be for the U.S.?
Probably Nomad.
Nomad.
I'm going to say Nomad. I'm really curious to see what they announce.
I think the Nomad one looks better anyway, so it's
I like the Nomad cap better for sure. But you know, I'll be curious to see what they do for Japan for their event. I doubt they're doing anything for Europe, unfortunately, since they never do. But
you can
Avatars, new Avatars?
Maybe, yeah.
I would say something about hair or models, like
no.
I don't know.
Man. You know what would be that would be horrible if they're okay, so Stake, you didn't go to FanFest, me and Ty did, but so put yourself in this kind of setting where last year you went to FanFest, right? And you heard all the things they wanted to do to Jobs. They wanted to sneak tools for Ninja, new avatars, make Red Mage fight stuff. And then so you fly out to FanFest again for 2008, you know, half the time as it was last year, and they sit you down and are like, we're gonna add new avatars. And then we're gonna introduce new ways for Red Mages to melee.
I'd be like, I'm going home.
Like, I just... It's like, okay. If they do that, they need to be like, okay, so here's some avatars, and they need to show something on the screen. And even then, though, that's still kind of like, well, this is... Why couldn't you have shown us this before? You know? Like, I'm coming out here again, and you're just, like, giving us a little bit more of what you gave us last year.
They need to make it exciting enough to where, like, you know, I won't feel like, you know, I could have just read their site.
Right.
What do you mean? Kind of like the third and final job, Puppet Master.
Dude, Puppet Master's awesome. It's a clown.
It's a clown.
I still remember that guy shouting. That was fantastic. It's a clown.
Awesome. Tabnazia.
I'm hoping for Tabnazia.
And the unfolding story of
maybe a new job.
No.
Another one?
There is a Viking helmet in the Dats. That's all I'm gonna say. Viking was one of the possible new jobs for Wings of the Goddess that they were looking into.
True.
So I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. I'm not gonna push it or anything. It was something they considered.
Special ability, pillaging.
When they had the interviews at FanFest, they said, you know, what were some of the jobs you would look at? One of them, I think, was mime, one of them was Viking. And there is indeed a Viking helmet in the Dats. So it's, you know, it's kind of, it's possible. It's possible.
It's a new and final job.
I'm not going to get all, like, hell-bent on it and be like, they are totally going to announce this.
A Viking was a cool job in Final Fantasy III, though.
I hated III.
That's
a whole other show.
Dude, you liked it. You got as far as the Dragoon.
Yeah, I haven't really touched it since. But Dragoons are awesome, so that's okay.
Six times in a show. Somebody keep count of that, please.
Dude, maybe seven. Are you taking tally?
Yes.
I bet, like, if Roderick's listening to this right now, I bet if he looks down, there's like a piece of paper in front of him with a tally going. That was another thing, too, I did this week I didn't mention. Me and Ty had the honor of meeting up with Broderick for lunch, which was...
Face-to-face.
Where'd you go?
We went to Chili's.
We had steak in your name.
And you were there in spirit, and I ate you, you were delicious.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, God.
Only for the ladies. Anyways, Chili's seems to be a common theme for when PFA people get together.
It is, yeah. We need to find a Chili's in Hollywood.
Yeah, because when we went to the Distant Worlds concert, we went to Chili's.
But yeah, I mean, it was cool. We sat down with him, just kind of talked. He's actually going to be helping us on a new page for the website, which is going to be the history of PFA. So that'll be really cool. Something else that happened that I can't tell anybody else about yet, because it's so awesome that the recording would stop and my computer would explode if I said it. So.
Oh, let's not do that then. No. He'll be calling me later on tonight, like, Ty, what?
Someone picks my computer.
I need a computer. Yep.
I just gave you one. I know, but it doesn't work anymore. What'd you do to it? I hit Control-Alt-Delete.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, BSOD'd in the face. And it hurt.
Ow.
We do emails now.
Actually, Broderick is supposed to hang out with me this next weekend.
Oh, weird. So. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be kind of
cool. Great, great guy. Shout out to Broderick. I know he's listening. So.
Word.
Yo.
Okay. 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 Any more FanFest predictions before we move along into Tabnesia. Our emails?
Free food.
And the Tabnesia. The increased awesomeness of Dragoons.
Oh, shut up.
I'm like, really, they need something. They need some announcement that's everyone's just like, whoa, you know, that everyone's just like screaming and cheering for. So
wait, how's that fusion?
I'm not doing it again.
Can you redo that?
I'm not doing it. You can listen to the episode after I put it out. And repeat it as many times as you want.
Can I make a YTMND of that?
Yes, you please. Are more than welcome to. You're going and anybody out there, if you get really bored, you know, feel free. Throw it up in user created in the forums and I'll cry and wish I had never done that.
Next episode. Wow.
Okay, so Tavnazia, yeah. That's a good call. As the story of Wings of the Goddess is still unfolding, that'll be cool. A new job? How likely is that, do you think?
I don't think it's very likely, but it's a possibility.
Not very likely.
They might, you know, I could see them showing off the Walk of Echoes as well. Or probably Northlands would get a mention.
That'd be nice. New areas in the
which
past,
is,
maybe.
It's like, that's cool and all, but like, cool. We totally knew they were coming out anyway. So like, give us a surprise. Don't be like, hey, we're going to add Bucidine and Zarkabard S. It's like, cool, that was like in the auto-trans dictionary, like the day you updated this stuff like a year ago. yeah. So I don't know, I guess we're just, you know, we're going to have to wait and see.
It's got to be something epic enough to have a fan fest about.
True. You would hope so.
Could be condensed in one day, yeah, I'd hope so.
Even if it's just one really epic thing, that would be enough, you know.
If
to get you pumped, if, like yeah.
If
I'm
people
so glad
walk
I went to
out
FanFest.
Of the, if people walk out of FanFest, where they're either just like so pumped, or like a couple of them have just like wet themselves from excitement, they've done their job.
There you go.
Sick's laughing shit. Because he's like, man, that'd be fun to do.
What yourself?
Yeah, what yourself at FanFest.
Yeah, that would be
it's like if they came out and they're like Beastmaster is gonna be able to get a jug for Bahamut and Steak would just be like, oh my
like no, Beastmasters can now charm player characters.
Oh man.
As their new 2R, right? Yeah.
I'd be like yes.
Hey, Fusion, what?
Steak's like, hey, Fusion, want to come see my mock house? Not really, no. I'm content with mine.
Do you like popsicles?
Oh my god. Oh dear.
Anyway,
let's do emails like we wanted to like 10 minutes ago
should.
Here.
We really should.
Oh,
all right.
Oh man.
I got an email from Eggos, who is following up. He says, it's Eggos again. Sorry
Ego,
about
my
the
Ego. I had to say it. I'm sorry. I want,
sorry
I want
about
a
the clamming email. I was at work and had other things on my mind. Anyway, just wanted to know, with the new level sync, can you go into a promi, get your level cap, then sync to anyone? Or do you have to sync to the level cap before you go in? I would hate to get in there and find out that I have no armor or weapons. Thanks all for now. That's all for now. Thanks, guys. He says, woot, no y'alls in this email, and WD-40 for the win.
Huh?
I would imagine the way that it works is when you initially go into promis, because remember, if you zone or whatever, the cap resets. So right. You would go into promis, you'd be set at 30. And if you wanted, if you had somebody at 29, you could sink down to 29 if you wanted to.
It doesn't matter though, because like
you'll still get experience.
You get experience, and also you'll still have all your weapons and stuff because all that stuff is scaled down.
Right.
So you don't have to change your gear.
So yeah, I guess to clarify, level sync will take priority over level or area cap.
Yes.
Huh.
It's probably the best way to put it there.
And wonder, just curious, for WD-40, I wonder if either of you can tell me what the WD stands for.
Why are you asking me?
Just curious. No Wikipedia.
Hold on, I'm thinking.
No, just if it's on the top of your head, I just happen to know this.
Awesome Dragoons.
I don't know.
So, water actually, displacement. Water displacement.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious.
That's it?
Water displacement 40, yep.
Last time I played with WD-40, I lit up my room, so...
I'm not even gonna inquire to that there.
Okay, next email comes from Anubis X from the Diablo server. He says, I've been listening ever since I discovered podcasts, which is a little over a year now, and I love the show. I have two things for you. The first is a question, and the second is sort of a joke. I've noticed that in besieged and campaign battles, the lag is atrocious. I know a lot of people have the issue, and that it's so bad that Xbox 360s can't even do besieged or campaign because they'll often lag out, leaving players with a lot of work and nothing to show for it. Is this something that can be changed? That I can change settings to alleviate, or is there any talk in the community about Square Enix addressing this issue?
Wow. My guess is it runs just as well on the PS2. So
or 3 for that matter.
Well, yeah, PS3 was
PS3 equals PS2.
Yep. Yeah, I can't imagine. You know, I'm sure Square Enix knows that it probably doesn't run the best in the world. But at the same time, there's, you know, probably not a whole lot they can do about it, I wouldn't imagine, unless they, you know, really scale that kind of stuff down. I think
PS2 limitation.
It might just be the connection, you know.
It could be connection. You know, what I would do, cash out frequently. You know, one of the nice things about campaign over besieged is you have the ability to kind of cash in all your points before it ends. So I would, you know,
and get new tags,
yeah,
et
cash in and get new tags. That's, you know, just, you know, how it works, I guess.
Alright, he goes on to say, and now for the joke, quote unquote. I heard that a lot of Dark Knights are trying to get into static duo parties with scholars. How can they resist a buddy that can give them the additional effect of gloomy?
Oh, man.
Thanks for reading my email and hopefully for answering it. If you happen to read it on the air, shout out to my wife, Wayward Angel X, Metasophocles, who's been my best friend in real life and in game since I started playing, to Silmarillion, my current Link Shell, and last but not least, the Brigand Daerth. We may not be together anymore, but the memory of the best Link Shell ever to Rome Diablos lives on.
Words.
So, good times.
Gloom.
Gloomy. Noodle salad. Okay, so, next email comes from Snow Shadow, who says, alrighty, hi there guys, I'm sorry for sending you so many emails this week, but I have some more lyrics I wanted to include on my song for you guys. So before check out the song, please read this first. I'll include my original email in here, and sorry for the emails. So thanks for putting up with me. The email is as follows. Now I'm not going to give away what the song is, because I'm gonna do her one better, and I'm actually gonna go ahead and sing the song and record it. But he says, "Hi all, it's Snow Shadow again." I said I'd write a happy email, so here it is. Lately, as I get ready for bed, I've been listening to past episodes of PFA, and this results in some very interesting dreams.
Oh boy.
So I decided to write a song for you guys.
I wonder if it's dreams about how awesome Dragoon is.
No. I don't think it is, actually.
Sorry, Bruce.
He says it's a great song, and if you haven't heard it, I suggest you give it a look. My spin-off is called My PFA Dreams. Not sure if you guys sing it on the show, cough, cough, chin likes to move it, cough, but if you, if you don't mind, would you mind putting it up in the forums? I'd be honored if you sang it or put it up. Thanks. Signed, Shadow Snow. Snow Shadow, rather.
Nice.
Sorry. I do that every week.
Dyslexia.
So yeah, we're gonna lock Steak in a room, and he's gonna record that for you. So, well, hopefully, yeah, up true. In the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so I'm gonna actually produce that here. I don't know if I'm gonna do it tonight. It would be sometime this week, and we'll release it. But
nice.
There you go.
Yeah, as long as it's not a song that makes fun of me being a Grinch and how my human looks like a chick, I think we'll be good.
That was awesome. Cloudus writes in. He says, "Dear PFA, it's Cloudus again. Well, it's official. Square Enix's fight against hackers seems to be turning downhill. After getting my account back, after 3.5 week recovery process, I have been hacked again. The day I got my account back, I had already bought an Xbox, so I couldn't be hacked again and deleted Final Fantasy XI off of my computer. But it seems as though that's not even good enough. I changed my password, member password, the works. Although that,
there you go. Come on.
Yeah. Although it doesn't seem to be good enough to stop the hackers. I don't blame Square Enix for me being hacked, really, but the reaction to this act is completely ridiculous. I was only hacked for less than 10 hours through the middle of the night, max, but it still gives them enough time to do something major. So that's definitely true. I locked it immediately after 5 attempts to type in my password to log onto my Xbox. It wasn't even 10 days and I was hacked again. And
that stinks.
All Square Enix says is that they can lock it and change the password and unlock it again. No matter what I lost, their policy is one recovery per person, which is sort of understandable. But not even 10 days, Square Enix. Come on now, that's ridiculous. So if they changed my server like they did last time, I can't even switch back for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. I thought they also moved it back.
Did they
not move them back?
They say one recovery per person. So if you get hacked again, then you have
to wait.
Well,
that's for items, though. I thought if they moved you to a different server, I thought they would move you back.
I don't know.
I'm like, I don't know.
Will they?
I thought they did. I could be mistaken.
Don't know either.
Anywho, he goes on to say, also, since I don't have my registration code anymore after 3 years, I've played this game. They are going to send me an email with a form to fill out and mail to them in California, which will take a week or so. Then it takes around 3 days to process the mail, then however long it takes them to email it to me. By the way, they still didn't send me the email after 2 days of calling. Gah, sorry for my rant. I'm just so tired of these hackers and Square Enix's poor reaction to this. Your friendly puppeteer, Cloudus.
Man. Yeah.
Shout out to Shirley Temple, Knives Millions, and Bella.
I think the one restore per character is kind of crap.
Right.
That is kind of crap. Cause
if you look at this, it looks like he was playing on PC the first time he got hacked.
Right.
And then he got an Xbox. I'm going to assume he changed the password on the Xbox instead of on the PC, because that right there would have been the issue. But, you know, it's sometimes you just get hacked. I mean, Square Enix is notorious for blaming their players for when they get hacked and stuff like that. But, you know, it's like, oh, it's your fault for fighting AV for 18 hours. It's not all our fault for making it that hard. You know, it's that whole kind of mentality. It's like, well, you went to a non-approved community website, you know? But, you know, if just the one restore, that just really sucks. And especially when it's, you know, hey, you got your account back, you're just trying to pick it up again and get into it, and you get hacked again?
Mm-hmm. What would be the point of hacking somebody again?
I have no idea. I mean, if their items got restored, depending
don't
on
don't you think that
what
they would
they
take it away?
Had, well, I mean, if you let's say you're an RMT, and somebody had what's something really expensive you can have a bunch of. Let's say you had like a
dynamis currency.
Let's say you had let's say you had a mule or something with dynamis currency, or a crafty mule with like, you know, 60 hobby plus ones. I know that's never gonna happen, but just, you know, what if, as an example, you get hacked, you get it restored, the items are restored. They know that you got restored, they know what you had before, they go after you again to get those items again to get more money. That's how I would see it.
But here's the thing, though. How does the restore process work? Do they just like go in there? Do they delete the stolen items from the account and then, you know, ban that person, or did they just restore your account personally?
I
mean, it's
their. I don't know how far they look into it. I know that
they
will restore most of your things. There are some things that don't get restored. They have been getting better doing that, though.
Right.
But I, you know, as far as actually going after the hackers, I don't know how much of that is.
Well, truthfully, they have a whole division for that kind of stuff, right?
You would, you know, you'd think they do.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things that kind of bugged me about that statement right there is, you know, do they do anything about the stolen items that the RMT has used? Because if they're going to be working against, you know, RMT, then where did they get their money? If it's from stealing people's accounts and then stealing their stuff?
One of the issues that could be with that, I mean, a lot of, you know, and I'm not saying this is how it's done, but if you, you know, you hack someone's account, you get all their items, what would you do? You'd put them up on the auction house to sell them for gil. And then
but
those go to...
they can track it.
Right, but those items would then go to legitimate players, so what do you say to the player that bought, you know, the hobby on the auction house? You know, he didn't
they
know...
Can just
track
that money. I mean, it's not that hard of a process.
Or like you,
that's
like
going to be way
the...
too much work, though.
You take the character out into Rollinberry and just mule it.
You could do that too, and I mean that's actually.
And then check back a couple hours later, and then send the gil to somebody else.
And they used to do the Rollinberry thing. I don't know if they do that so much anymore, because if somebody does get hacked and you're out in Rollinberry and you see a mule that hey just happens to have everything that my hacked account had, you know they get caught pretty fast that way.
Yeah, but that's like, I mean,
I've seen that happen
that person
before.
Having,
I have
really?
Seen that happen before. Yes, in my old endgame shell, someone was hacked, and sure enough, there was a guy out in Rollinberry selling everything that their account had.
But you know, technically speaking,
here's another thing: you take the items and you give it to a mule, move that mule to a different server.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to somebody else, like sort of cover the trail, and then use that mule, like, you know, three mules down the line to sell it on the auction house in Juneau or whatever. And it's
the thing is, though, the game isn't, you know, sure it's a big game, you know, a lot of people are playing it, there's a lot of servers out there, but there's staff for that kind of thing, you know, they do the updates, they have developers on call probably, they have logs for the servers, unless they keep their logs an hour long, they'll have a hard time tracking these things down, you know, it's on their machines, they wrote the software, they should be able to at least look at what transactions occurred, I'm pretty sure they have some sort of, like, tracking management for the auction house, they have to, the auction house is on the server, and that's how we can view that data. You know, same with the mules, and, you know, they have chat logs. They can look into the chat logs as well. Mm-hmm. All the conversations go through the server, not directly from player to player. That's what bugs me about the whole thing. And the whole, you know, it's too complicated thing. People are playing, you know, people are paying the money. Sure, there's a lot of people, maybe not a lot of, are gonna be, you know, complaining about it, but still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole catering to your, you know, clients kind of thing is going down the line here. That's what all I'm trying to say.
I think Square Enix should recover my items regardless of how many times my account is hacked.
especially if they know who's, you know, attacking.
And I think the biggest thing too, that it seems like Square Enix doesn't understand from a player standpoint is we can't control if we get hacked.
Right.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, obviously nobody wants to get hacked. I mean, you know, there very well could be a couple people that are trying to, you know, they're like, oh, I got hacked, where they're just trying to maybe dupe an item or something. I mean, that right. is a possibility, and I would punch anybody in the face that did that.
See, that would be something that you would think would be more trackable.
Right.
Oh, it definitely would be.
And that's obviously why they do, you know, investigations on it mm-hmm. for, you know, for hacked accounts. But you would think that would be more trackable.
Yeah.
Right. Saying, oh, you had a hobby plus one, huh? And it's gone, huh? What did you do with it?
Yeah, well, I mean,
see here that you traded it with someone, eh?
The account
I'm showing you never had one.
Process, it's not perfect. Square Enix has acknowledged it. They say they're improving it. And, yeah, you know,
and it's probably this, really it's, difficult.
It's a lot better than it used to be.
Right.
It is, you know, getting better, but it just happens that whenever, you know, it's talked about, all the negative stuff is all that's all that's is seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, oh, well, he did get it back after, you know, 3.5 weeks, but it got hacked again. There's only one recovery. You know, it's like, you know, we've kind of grown accustomed to what they can do, but, you know, it's more of what they can't do or won't do for an account that really sticks out. And, you know, they said they're trying to improve it, and they're still trying to improve it, and, you know, hopefully they do indeed continue to do that, because, you know, I don't agree with the one restoral personally. I mean,
per person, yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
I don't know exactly, you know, what I could even suggest, you know, to improve it, because I don't really know what they do currently, you know, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to tell.
You know,
and
item
a lot of it
is
too
probably
is on
really
a,
difficult.
You know, it's on a
shard server,
an issue basis. You know, it's like this. Well, so this person got hacked. Well, it might be something different from this other person too. So I don't know if they would be able to just come out and say, okay, here's items we'll restore. Here's items we won't restore. This is what we can do. This is what we won't do, because each, you know, incident is different.
Right. That's true.
Which is,
I don't know if there's any way they can really track items either, because unless there's some sort of like hidden, like, you know,
they're like Pokemon where they
it's
got
on
their
the
like
server.
Separate little ID number.
Unless there's, you know, some sort of like secret tracking number that, you know, is associated with
it's not necessarily
with
the tracking number that I can think of off the top of my mind. I mean, like,
not
you know,
like tracking number, but some sort of like ID tag or something.
More like a player to player transaction. You kind of like the same way that Auction House works. You know, they probably have the same way for trading. Even. Mm-hmm. You know, sending to person via Mogmail, even, so.
Go up to a Moogle with like a brown UPS cap on. He's like, Koopa, what's your tracking number? And he's like, lol, your hobby's on Seraph.
What if a hacker gets your account and just drops everything? How can you prove that you actually had it if there's no trade transaction information?
Yeah, that may be something else. I'm not sure. But
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be some sort of...
Well, they do
like,
that's got to be one of those malicious acts. Though,
they do have
like,
those restore points, though, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Oh, that'd be like a save
I mean, there's
thing?
Yeah, I think every now and then it'll say, okay, this is what this character has at this point in time. I mean, if it's something more recent, true. They could look at the logs, probably.
Right.
You know, they could go through and say, oh, hey, you obtained, you know, this whatever item or something. But, yeah.
Mm.
That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Alright, well, that's all the emails I got. Woo, be on the lookout for Snow Shadow's song. I'm going to try and put that together.
Should be pretty interesting there, to say the
fairly
least.
Fairly entertaining. I hope to do it justice. I really do. So, unless you guys have something, Tyken, you got any shout-outs?
At the moment, not that I can think of, sorry.
I can hate... Tekken hates you all. Okay, so that's all I got for this week. Thank you once again, Tekken, for joining us. It was good having you.
My pleasure.
Our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website is obviously petfoodalpha.com. Join us in our forums and let us know what you think will be the topics of discussion at the FanFest this year. And thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
Good night.
Later.